National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. 919-410-7735. Number to call, you want to weigh in on what we're talking about, what we're dealing with today. I gave you some homework yesterday. I want you to give me your stock picks. We want something under $10 that you think we should be looking at. I don't want you to email it to me. I want you to put it on the Facebook scroll so everybody can see it. Or I want you to call in here and tell me your stock pick. Also, if you called one of your state representatives and you asked them what their platform was and you asked about putting something on their platform, I want you to call in here because I want to highlight you. I want to give you your credit. And then if you called and they did not respond back to you, I want their name and their Twitter handle so we can blow them up on Twitter. All right? Nope, don't be talking about the dog ate your homework neither. I see y'all on here talking about the dog ate your homework. Truth Fighter 13, dog didn't eat your homework. Oh, by the way, I got to tell y'all, I hit the Powerball last night. It was me. I won the $500 million. I was in California yesterday. I went to Ernie's. I was in Silicon Valley. I went to Ernie's. I won the money. This is my last day, y'all. I'm just coming in here to tell y'all. This is my last day. I'm coming to tell y'all because I'm going to invite y'all to this secret island I'm about to buy. And everybody who come, I'm going to build you a house and you can live on the island. It's called Gilligan's. It's called Gilligan's Island. That's the name of it. Oh, man. Look, and when we play the tape back, when y'all be calling, talking about y'all got the tape, I'm going to be like, it's all lies. They made it up. No, I didn't say it. It's not true. See, let me tell you something. I was having this conversation with Ricky Smiley this morning, and I realized something as I was texting him. It's time for us to just start doing what other people are doing. It's time for us to really start doing what other people are doing. It really is. Everybody's going crazy. Let me start off by saying this. And now I want you to call in here with your stock. I want you to call in here if you talk to a representative, or I want you to put that put it on the scroll so I can highlight you. But if you want to call in, the number is 919-410-7735. Tamala Thomas already putting up stocks. She got ABCFF, FBZ, NGL, HCCHW. Roy Carter got CRON, Chrome. All right, I don't want you just to put the symbol. I want you to tell us what the stock is. Tell us what the stock is. Tell us why you like the stock. That's what I want. I want y'all to do that. Then I want you to go over to your TD Ameritrade accounts or whatever account you got and buy you some stock if you want to buy some. Okay. Now, everybody's going crazy over Trump having this video or this recording by Michael Cohen, right? Now, let me do it this way. Do you think this video or this audio recording proves anything outside of the fact that Trump lies, which everybody knew he lied from the beginning? So what's different here today? Can anybody tell me what's different today than yesterday because this video came out, this audio? Now, the reason I'm asking this question is because I want to show you how crazy the media is. Because if you watch CNN last night or MSNBC last night, and see, I haven't been sleeping in the last 2 days. So normally I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. I watch BBC or Al Jazeera or something like that. Or I get online and watch TV over in London. But last night, because I couldn't sleep, you know, I'm watching Chris Como and then Don Lemon's show. And then I flipped over to Lawrence O'Donnell and Brian Williams. And these folks was going crazy. It's a tape. He's on the tape. He's on the tape. We got him on the tape. And so I'm thinking, oh, man, it's a tape? Oh, it's going to be something good on there. They played the tape. I was mad at myself for wasting 3 minutes of my brain cell. I wanted to throw the remote at my TV. That's how mad I was. This was such a waste of time. I was like, these people hyping this up like this is something really. He's a liar. Everybody knows he's a liar. What's the difference on this tape? I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. Now, look, let me say this. This is why when Trump starts talking about fake news, part of me be like, he's right. Because this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. This whole thing with this tape is a joke. It is a complete joke. And then let me tell you something. See, this is the other part of this, that once they said this, I turned it off. Because at that point, I was like, okay, I really understand what's going on. Y'all realize that Trump could not, that CNN or nobody else could play that tape unless Trump waived his attorney-client privilege. Y'all understand that, right? If he doesn't waive his attorney-client privilege, that audio never becomes public. Even if it's leaked to CNN, they cannot legally play it. Okay? So the fact that Trump and them waive the attorney-client privilege on this, what should that tell y'all? I mean, really, what should it tell you? Common sense would tell you this ain't no big deal. I mean, I'm sorry if y'all fans of MSNBC, if you're fans of CNN, but last night was just ridiculous, man. I mean, it was, if I was just on Sirius, I would be cursing right now because it was such a thesis show on CNN and MSNBC last night. And it was just like, well, what's the, I'm thinking they got something really big, like some dun dun dun. They played and I'm like, so they was talking about paying off the Playboy model that he had an affair with. Okay. Everybody knew he had an affair. Everybody knew he had denied it, even though the girl said it really happened. We know he's a habitual liar. What was the big deal last night? And if you watched that, if you listened to that video last night, you would have, the way CNN and MSNBC, they thought they had, it was deep throat. They had Watergate. They was busting open Watergate. Man, look, they played that video. I was like, this is some massy. This right here, this stuff right here, Craig. This stuff right here. I mean, it is unbelievable what this media is doing in this country. Fox is crazy over liberals. CNN and MSNBC is crazy over Trump. But I'm going to show y'all something right now. Everybody who's a Democrat. In fact, let me do this. Everybody who's listening to this show who does not like Trump, when I come out of this commercial break, I'm gonna show you who you should be blaming for Trump being president. You shouldn't be mad at Trump. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't even be mad at the people who voted for Trump. I'm gonna show you who you really should be mad at. And now, who you should be mad at is, it's not just Trump, it's the media. They play right in his hands. Look, they went crazy and ballistic with this tape, and they're not even talking about Russia no more. They're not even talking about what he said to Vladimir Putin. I mean, think about this. They literally went from, oh, he committed treason, to the tape. They're not talking about these farmers who are getting hit with these tariffs, who are losing $20,000 every time the price of their stuff goes down by 10 cents because of the tariffs. They're not talking about that. So I'm going to literally, when we come out of this break, I'm going to walk you step by step who you should be blaming for what is happening right now. It's not Trump. It's not the people who voted for Trump. I'm going to show you who you really need to blame. I'm going to show you who you need to blame. All right. Give me your stock picks, why you like them. I want you to call in 919-410-7735. Nobody called none of their state reps. I'm disappointed in y'all. Nobody did that. I'm getting disappointed. Listening to the WB.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one fighter in America.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Okay, look, I got my star pupil. Sharice Hayes said she did her homework yesterday. She called Clearwater. She called the district court. They are not accepting any emails, tweet, phone calls. Give me an address. And they said had to write formal letter. Good job, Sharice. Good shot. Good job. She calling and doing something. She's not just talking. She calling and doing something. That's what you want right there. You want people to call and do something. Now, everybody who's mad that Trump is president, let me kind of refresh y'all memory. See, we got this revisionary memory. People do this all the time. They remember stuff the way they want to remember it. They don't remember it how it factually happened. They remember what they want to remember. Now, luckily for me, I am somebody who not only has a photographic memory, but once I see the photo, I can tie it in my mind to where I was at in the moment that I was looking at what I was looking at. All right? So, what won Donald Trump this election, quite frankly, was a series of different things. All right? Now, the first thing that won Trump this election is the media. The media was so sure he would not win, not even the Republican primary, that they just kept him on television. He didn't even have to run political ads. They thought it was all a joke. They thought it was all fun and games. They thought it was all fun and games. And because they thought it was all fun and games, every network had Trump on. He would be on the morning shows. He would do Morning Joe, CNN with Cuomo and them, and then go over to Fox and Friends. He would do all three morning shows. Once he won the nomination, he stopped doing the morning show on CNN. Okay, that's when he started sending Kelly Conway and Kelly McNally and all these other people over there for him. They thought he was a joke. That's the first thing that made him go forward and win the Republican nominee. All right. After he won the Republican nomination, what was the first thing that he started talking about? It was all rigged. It was all rigged. Now, everybody thought he was talking about it was rigged for him and against him, but he wasn't just talking about himself. He was talking about Bernie Sanders. Now, the media was the first step. The second step was the Democratic National Committee. Let me tell you what happened with this Democratic National Committee. How many of y'all remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Do y'all remember that she set it up for Hillary to win, that Bernie could not win? It was impossible for Bernie to win because the way Debbie Wasserman Schultz set everything up. Now, let me tell you why this is important. Let me tell you why that is important. Because all those people who were supporting Bernie, once this came out, when Hillary won the nomination, they wouldn't support Hillary because they felt like they had got cheated. They felt like they had got duped. And Trump saw that and jumped all over it and said, look, this is all rigged. It's all rigged. And Bernie got the short end of the stick. Just like they did Bernie, they trying to do me. This is what he did. Do y'all remember that? See, I don't think a lot of y'all remember the Debbie Wasserman Schultz stuff. Because, see, by the time y'all really got into it, y'all was into the Hillary versus Trump thing. But the reality of it was is that Bernie's people wouldn't vote for Hillary. Wouldn't vote for Hillary. And the reason they wouldn't vote for Hillary is because of the fact that they found out that Debbie Wasserman Schultz literally set it up so that nobody could win that nomination but Hillary Clinton. That's why she's no longer the head of the DNC. Do y'all remember that? I remember that. Now, let's go to the next step. The next thing that happened involved y'all boy Roland Martin. Do y'all remember Roland being accused of giving the questions to the debate prior to the debate to the Hillary campaign? Do y'all remember that? I mean, do y'all remember that? He gave them to Donna Brazile. See, all these different things led up to Trump winning because people started feeling like it was unfair. It was unfair. They were out to get him. They helped make him the victim. They helped make him the victim. See, y'all got to understand. The other thing that helped Trump was Comey. When Comey dropped that bombshell about Hillary Clinton reopening that investigation, see, this is the thing that most people fail to realize about politics. See, I've been doing this for a very long time, for over 20 years. And what most people fail to realize about politics is this. Almost 68% of the vote is not decided until the last week of the campaign. Do you know why it's like that? Because that 68% are not politically engaged. Only 42% of all Americans are politically engaged all the time, or most of the time. So that 68% gets this bombshell from Comey talking about he's investigating Hillary. That derailed Hillary a little bit too. All these little things chipping away, right? It's a bunch of little things chipping away. The fact that the Democrats thought that they were going to win. Obama, Loretta Lynch, Department of Justice, all knew about this Russian allegation when they were in office. They never said anything. You know why they didn't say anything? Because they were sure Hillary was going to win. If they had just leaked this to the media, Trump wouldn't have won this White House, y'all. Y'all know that, right? If they would have just leaked it, but they didn't leak it because they were so sure she was going to win. Now, somebody's asking about what about the crossover thing and the gerrymandering. Look, y'all realize that those same things was in effect when Obama won his second term, y'all. Y'all realize that. It had nothing to do with the gerrymandering for that. It had to do with the local stuff. It had to do with the Congress. But on the federal side with the president, it didn't have nothing to do with it. With the Congress, it makes a difference because if you got 100 people in your district that's voting, If it's gerrymandered the right way, you can make sure 60 of them are Republicans and 40 are Democrats. That'll code for that district, not for the state. It's different. It's a different thing. All right, 919-410-7735. You listen to the WB.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the buy two, get one free event. That's buy two, get one free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. 919-410-7735. See, I want to just kind of take you back and let you remember why this man is president. See, everybody want to, you know, somebody said, well, it's poor white folks that's voting Republican. Well, poor black folks vote Democrat in droves every election. You're going to have people vote. Look, we all know this. Let's have this honest moment right here. You have people that go vote every election, and if they're a Democrat, they just vote all D all the way down the ballot. They don't know nobody's name. They don't know nothing about their platform. Oh, they got a Democrat next to their name. Let me vote. Republicans do the same thing. You don't know nothing about this person's platform, but I'm voting for them because they're a Democrat. Well, what if they're a moderate Democrat? Or what if they're a Democrat that's more of a conservative Democrat than a liberal one that you might want? I mean, so this is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, that this ain't, he's there not because, and then, well, it's the Electoral College fault. It's not the Electoral College fault. What the fault was this, right? Nobody took him serious. And the Democrats was so sure Hillary was going to win. And the DNC wanted her to be the nominee. See, y'all got to understand something. Look, this is the other part of this whole scenario that people don't understand. The DNC is the Democratic National Committee. Bernie is an independent, y'all. He's not a Democrat. Y'all realize that, right? So the DNC didn't have a loyalty to Bernie. Their loyalty was to Hillary Clinton. This is why Debbie Wasserman Schultz did everything she did. She did everything she did to help Hillary win because Bernie is not a Democrat. And so Bernie's people got mad that the DNC did this for Hillary, but the reality of it is they did what they were supposed to do, to be honest, because he's not a Democrat. And so they were so sure that Hillary was going to win. And see, this is the other bull crap that's wrong in America. It's wrong with the civil rights organizations. It's wrong with the political organizations. Everybody think you got to wait your turn. You got to wait your turn. It's her turn. It's his turn. That's why he should be the nominee. Because he's waited this long. It's time for him to have his turn. What? What if somebody's better? Well, they ain't waited long enough. It's like that in the civil rights organizations, the black ones. This is why you see the same people out front and in head, because they don't want nobody else to have that seat. So you got to understand that this man is president not because of poor white people or because of white people. He's president because of the media. He's president because of the DNC. He's president because of the fact that the Obama administration had this information and didn't refuse to let it out. That's why he's president, y'all. And he brilliantly made himself look like the victim because all this stuff was coming up. Boom, 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 boom. It was all coming out. And so it just kept adding up to the point where people started to think he was just a regular dude. And we all know he ain't nothing, ain't nothing. He ain't grow up poor. He don't know nothing about struggle. I'm just having this come to Jesus moment with y'all right now. That's all. And so when we talk about even finances in this country. All the stuff that's happening financially in this country right now is predicated on what this administration is doing. This administration is in a tariff war. They're so concerned about this videotape, or this audio tape that is a nothing burger, a much to do about nothing thing. They're not even talking about how it's affecting the farmers, this tariff. They're not talking about what Putin and Trump talked about in private. And again, like I said, the only way that tape could have been played legally is Trump had to waive his attorney-client privilege. Why would he waive that privilege if it was something damning on the video that could hurt him? But the media, man, look, they went crazy. Like they had just busted open Watergate. So, we need to start looking at things a little bit differently, right? Let me tell you. So we talked about the agenda. We got to talk about the gerrymandering in this country, because what happens with the gerrymandering on a federal, national, presidential scale, it doesn't make a difference. On your local scale, it makes a huge difference, because you have people who are sitting in Congress right now, but not for the gerrymandering, they would not even be members of Congress. Okay. And that makes a difference, because they are up there supporting the craziness that's coming out of the White House. We need to address this on local levels. And this is why I told you yesterday to contact your state representatives and start asking them about their agendas and what they plan on doing for your community. But the bigger thing that we need to do, the bigger thing is only two. Let me say this as nice as I can possibly say this. In this world, in this life, I don't care if you're white, black, Asian. I don't care what your educational position is. I don't care what you believe in as far as faith. But in this life, in this world, is two things that gives you authority and position. And you need authority and position in order to make things go the way you want them to go. The two things that give you authority and position: money, numbers. If you have money, you can get a seat at the table. You can get a seat at the table. Because if push comes to shove, you can buy your way to that table. Or you can pay enough people to get numbers. If you don't have money, then the key is you must have numbers. You must have 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people, so you will get position. Now, if you don't believe this, the perfect example I can give you is racism. Racism in this country is huge money. It's huge money in racism. This is why you see all these people that are white and black who deal with racial issues are all multimillionaires. Okay? The reason they're multimillionaires is because of two reasons. One, they got numbers, meaning people. This is why they call on y'all for marches and everything else, because when y'all go march and it's 20,000 of y'all out there, they can go to Coca-Cola and say, if you don't do something for me, I'm going to have these people in front of your place. So y'all don't even understand the value of y'all as individual people going out and doing these marches. Because see, when you go do these marches, you make money for the civil rights leaders and for the cities that you going to do the march in. So the civil rights leader, unbeknownst to you, has cut a deal with these cities. We're going to bring these people in here. We just want the coverage. We want the safety. We want a small donation to our organization. Because they understand if they get the coverage and show the numbers and show that it's inflated, guess what? Guess what? Now they got some position and authority against these corporations. How you think they end up on their boards? How you think they end up on all they events speaking? Because it looks like they got control of 20, 30, 40,000 people because y'all coming out to march. So it gives them that position. It gives them power. And then once they get that position and that power, it gives them access to media. That's the other thing that they get. And when they get the access to the media, now they know they can call on 20 or 30,000 people. I'm just saying. 919-410-7735. Listen to WB.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we.
This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Michael Nigel, who is the CEO of Act One. Michael, what is Act One? What are you guys doing?
Advanced Concepts and Technologies International is a total acquisition management, foreign military sales solutions, and cyber defense firm.
How large or how small is this team?
We're over 250 people.
And how'd you get a job with this company?
I founded the firm with a co-founder in 1998.
So you co-founded the firm. Did you move a lot when you were a kid?
I did. My dad was in the Air Force, so South Dakota, Colorado, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. You, in the green room, you mentioned that you grew up with nothing, but it didn't feel to me like you were resentful or even that it bothered you, and maybe even that you didn't know. What was that all about?
Well, neither one of my parents were very well educated, but they got together at 19, got married. Mom probably finished high school later. Dad got a GED, and we had a big family. We had five kids. And every day was a party at the house. I mean, you got seven people living in one small house, one bathroom. It gets interesting. Logistics are something
different.
Wait,
hold on. But didn't it bother you that you guys didn't have a lot of money and that other people had a nicer car?
Other people in our neighborhood didn't have a nicer car. We didn't think about that. We were focused on going to school, playing sports.
All right, wait a minute. It feels to me like you grew up feeling pretty safe.
Oh, yeah.
You grew up feeling a lot of love.
Absolutely.
Okay. My question is, how does that love that you grew up with, not feeling you needed anything else, how's that helped you build and shape your business?
I think that my job is to help everybody else in the company to achieve what they're trying to achieve, as well as take care of our customers. We're problem solvers.
Or do you think you're the older brother or something to the company, like you were to your brother?
I'm everybody's older brother.
What do you mean?
Yeah, my job is to take care of them.
Alex,
so think back growing up. At what point did you start thinking that it was your job to take care of your siblings?
Probably when I got to be about 12 years old, I matured faster than everybody else around me. So I was the leader of sports teams. I was the leader in school. I was the leader that all my other kids looked up to.
Why was that such an emotional answer for you?
Because I don't know. We were struggling at the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you know you were struggling at the time?
Not really. A little bit. Maybe by the time you get to be 12.
But you just took on the responsibility.
Yeah, but it was natural. It had to be done. Mm-hmm. Other people you've talked to today also worked when they were young kids. You had to go out, do your job, raise some money,
so you don't
contribute to the family.
You don't expect anything from anybody, do you?
Oh, no.
But at 12, you mentioned in the green room, were you in Arkansas by then, and you actually started noticing how the other half lived?
Yeah. We got to Little Rock, actually Conway, in about 1966, and I played on a junior high football team that was almost all African-American, and we played both ways back then, and I was the only white kid on the starting team, and I was successful at that, and you come to the field, and you bring what you've got.
Nick?
Do you think that these experiences, I mean, you're bouncing from place to place, you're always the new kid, and you're a captain of the team, but and you don't look like everybody. I mean, how does that translate to how you deal with your employees?
Well, you tend to be very empathetic with folks who came from a different background. We have a really interesting mix of people in the company, and they all work hard. They all have different challenges. It doesn't matter whether they're 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60.
Perfect.
Every family's got their challenges.
Yep.
It can be your neighbors.
Sharon?
Michael, this compassion that's coming out, where does it come from? Where is it? Where do you where do you attribute to that?
Yeah.
My mom and dad are both still alive, both doing fairly well. Mom ran the house just like Bob's mom did. Five kids. It's a lot of logistics. Every morning, Dad was up, gone early, dressed the same, worked for IBM for a while as a technician, blue suit, white
Michael,
tie.
Michael, are your parents aware of the success you've had?
Marginally.
What do you mean marginally?
They understand I have a good company. We do very well. They may or may not check the website and see how we're doing.
If they understood to the extent that you've been successful, how do you think they'd feel?
They're proud.
Why?
They should be.
They did it.
Well, you did what? They did what? What do you mean? What was it that they did?
They raised five kids.
Mm-hmm. Gail?
So relationships and people and working with people, that seems very important to you, and it seems that you've learned a lot with the different environments that you lived in. How does that help you today?
It's... You know, the challenge is getting the best people you can get and then developing them to their best capability and getting them to work with each other. And I think if I've done every job in the company and still do some of them, including close the shop every night.
John?
Michael, who were your biggest influencers?
Mom and Dad early, and then Dr. Gene Bigler at Hendricks College. Was a Fulbright scholar and an international affairs guy. He was the one who our seven guys in class put together a paper and predicted that a voting behavior prediction.
Excellent.
And wrote a paper and helped me get a scholarship to IU.
What is the website address for Act One?
ACT-I.com.
Let me have that one more time.
AlphaCharlieTango-I.com.
We've been speaking with Michael Niggle, who is the CEO of Act One here on Executive Leaders Radio. We've had the opportunity of speaking with Chris Krebs, President, Novus Building Services, Dorothy Kaczynski, Director and CEO of the Phillips Collection, Bob Sprague, President and CEO of Yes and again, most recently, Michael Niggle, who is the CEO of Act One. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, including Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, John Yetman, Association for Enterprise Growth, Alec Bartholomew, People Stretch Solutions, Gail Chambers, Holmes, Lowry, Horn, Johnson, Nick Urig, Redmond, Payton, and Braswell, Sharon Riccardi, FBC Bank, for giving me a hand structuring the questions, hopefully providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening, because without you, we wouldn't have a radio show. And don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn a bit more about our executive leaders, we appreciate you joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Whoa.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.